Today we'll be asking what design of infrastructure supports freedom, as well as in what way is rationalism a dimension of totalitarian control. And how are these two things related? Structural reproduction of our atomization and our lack of empathy for each other, called the wage work system, and rationality as a piece of the picture of power's total control of us. I believe they're related because rationality is a key piece of how the control of we the people is structurally reproduced, key to that reproduction process. I've been, in deference to Bentham, using the word panopticon to mean the hierarchical structure of control, and this in macro and micro, by which we the people are directed into classes, and therefore into our quote-unquote various functions, the mechanism for issuing orders and ensuring that they are implemented. And the panopticon is the design of a world based on the design of a prison that allowed maximum control of the many by the few. That's the idea Bentham was obsessed with, in order to, as Kissinger told us, shape the future. That's the obsession and objective of all these power guys, shaping the future, which is why we have to claim that. Otherwise, we are just like those three women on the jury who didn't have certainty and let themselves get swayed by people who do. That's why I emphasize this issue of certainty so much. We have to develop it and hone it to a force. And then our sheer numbers, you know, do the rest. So what is the design that allows maximum control of the many by the few and prevents our interaction with each other? So the physical manifestation of the structure of dominance and control, which is what we mean when we say hierarchy. As we learned from Terence Hopkins and Emmanuel Wallerstein, the international system assigns a hierarchical place to nations, and we learned from Jeremy Bentham and Alice Miller, this same structure manifests in the family system as well. But it is an organization type inimical to life. No world can exist for life and still be this. We have to start giving our attention to this and not the theater. The antics of the state is mere diversion, diversion of our energy and time, and generally designed to divide us. It diverts us from what really does deserve our focus, the future defining that must be the underlying content of our every thought and act.